The run-up to this year's midterm elections have been contentious. To better understand the issues that are most important to Michigan voters, we've dispatched reporters and producers throughout the state to ask people two questions. One, what are the most important issues for you as a Michigan voter? And two, what concerns you most about our political climate right now? From now until the election, we'll continue to bring you their answers in a segment called Voter Voices. Today, first we'll hear from Yvonne McKinney at Mac Alter Square on Detroit's east side.
I think it's a good thing to vote. Some people, they got their own opinions, but I feel like this is the time to do something to make the city grow. It don't matter who gets in. I just want them to improve and make this side of Detroit look better, because they're doing a lot of development in certain areas. They need to go inside the neighborhood instead of just on the outskirts where you can see. I want them to be inside of it, tearing down these old abandoned schools and stuff like that so no one can get hurt. I'm not sure about the political people, but I just want the people to be as good as they possibly can.
My name is Elise Graff, and I'm from Wayne, Michigan. The most important issues to me as a Michigan voter are education. I have two young children in school, and they both go to two different schools for different reasons, and education is not exactly what I thought it was until my kids went to school, and I think it's important for teachers to realize that kids all learn differently, and they really need to adapt to how kids learn and not just be, this is how it is in the state, and we have to do it this way. My biggest concern about our political climate right now is being a woman in our country right now. Politics can change and trickle all the way down to how our daughters feel, how work treats us, and everything like that. So I think just how women are being listened to and how they feel when they want to speak their own opinion is a big concern.
Special thanks to Imani Mixon and Sarah Leeson for recording those interviews.